Post-it notes from God. God knows we need reminders. First, hear this reading from Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 through 9. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Okay, we have all done it. We have plastered post-it notes everywhere. We paste them on our walls, refrigerator door, bathroom mirror, desk, computer, dashboard of our car. Why? The notes serve to remind us of important facts, events, dates, addresses, and phone numbers. We use them to signify the things we want to remember and are afraid that we might forget. God knows how forgetful and absent-minded we are. That's why he told the Israelites to put post-it notes with his word everywhere. The legendary Arthur Fry, the inventor of post-it notes, tells us that he was in church when he came up with the idea. Fry sang in his church choir on weekends and used slips of paper to mark the pages of his hymnal. He found that when he opened the book, the makeshift bookmarks moved around or fell out altogether. On a Sunday morning in 1973, it occurred to him that an adhesive developed by a peer at 3M, Spencer Silver, could be used to create a better bookmark. He tried it, and the rest is history. I wonder if Fry was an avid reader of the Bible and the book of Deuteronomy. It's clear to me that God's notes to him worked. We are all blessed because they did. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God today what it is he wants you to remember. Then write it down and post it. Lord, thank you for showing me the need to read, study, and meditate on your word. Holy Spirit, post God's word into the corners of my mind and heart. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.